The major threat against journalists in Afghanistan comes from the Taliban. We also have warlords, mafia, organized criminals who are posing significant danger against journalists.
As a director of Afghan Journalist Safety Committee, how do you assess the steps taken by the government so far?
The National Unity government has taken some major steps towards improving the safety situation of journalists. Recently, the government adopted a procedure, safety procedure, which will establish a protection cell in every single province of the country for the safety of journalists and media workers.
How effective they are?
On paper, they're very effective. They could solve a bulk of the problems of safety and security journalists are facing. However, the problem we have historically had in Afghanistan has not been with laws or procedures that we have on paper. We have had problem with their implementation.
What impact the security situation and threats against journalists have on the quality of their work and the content that audience gets?
When journalists don't have safety, they have to resort to self-censorship. That obviously affects the quality of news, the quality of reporting, and the quality information that's fed to the people. Because journalists are obliged to find facts and deliver them to the people. When the fact-finding mission or the fact-reporting mission gets compromised, the quality of news gets affected seriously.
What needs to be done to improve the safety situation of journalists?
We need multilateral intervention in order to boost the safety situation of journalists in the country. Most of the responsibility lies ahead of the government. The government has taken major steps. However, they need to be implemented. At the same time, organizations that work towards safety of journalists, they also need to work closely with the government so that the measures taken by the government are implemented properly and completely. The international community has to keep its pressure on the Afghan government up so that freedom of expression, safety of journalists, and safe freedom of media remains a priority in Afghanistan.